Europe's deadly floods leave scientists stunned. 4 days before deadly floods swept through western Germany and parts of Belgium last week, Hannah Cloak saw a forecast of extreme rain on a Europe-wide flood alert system to which she belongs. Researchers were stupidly congratulating ourselves that we were forecasting something so early. The assumption was that would be really helpful, says the hydrologist and flood forecaster at the University of Reading. Instead, she was stunned to see scenes of devastation and death despite the ample warnings. We should not be seeing this number of people dying in 2021 from floods. It just should not be happening. As the magnitude of the destruction becomes clear, European scientists are wrestling with how such damage could happen in some of the world's wealthiest and most technologically advanced countries, despite major investments in flood forecasting and preparation catalyzed by previous inundations. And they are examining whether climate change helped fuel the disaster and what that might mean for the future. Beginning on 13th July, intense storms dropped as much as 15 centimetres of rain in 24 hours, swelling streams that then washed away houses and cars and triggered massive landslides. At least 196 people had died as of 20th July, 165 in Germany and 31 in Belgium, and the number is expected to rise. On 18th July, German Chancellor Angela Merkel visited the stricken town of Adenau. The scene was terrifying, she said. The German language can barely describe the devastation. That same day, more flash floods struck Bavaria in southern Germany. Researchers are just beginning to unravel the complex web of climate, hydrological and social factors that contributed to the catastrophe. But they already have some suspects in mind, including a warming climate that can supercharge rainstorms and European disaster plans that focused on major rivers rather than the lower volume tributaries hit hardest by the storms. For years, scientists have warned climate change will mean more flooding in Europe and elsewhere. Warmer air holds more moisture, which can translate into heavier rainfall. By 2100, flood damage on the continent could cost as much as 48 billion euros per year, up from 7.8 billion euros now. If nothing more is done to prepare, and the number of people affected could be more than double to some 350,000, according to the European Commission's Joint Research Centre. Some European rivers are already exhibiting climate-related changes, said Fred Hatterman, a hydrologist and flood expert at the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research. Along the Danube River, for example, floods that once came every 50 years now happen roughly twice as often, according to recent unpublished work the Institute conducted with the German insurance industry.